you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair.
Everyone loves you. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Tuesday. It's August 9th, 2016. On the phone line with me is a special guest, and I'll formally introduce him in just a minute because he's coming to our area this Friday night from 6 to 8 p.m. He's going to be at the Bloomington Barnes & Noble. That's at 1701 East Empire Street in Bloomington. And I caught wind of his new book, The Final Service, that's being made available. He'll be signing that, and we're going to talk about it in just a minute. But you might say, now, who is this Gary W. Moore? Well, I'm glad you ask, because some of you might have heard of him. He's known worldwide as an award-winning and critically acclaimed author. You might know him because of his inspirational and motivational speaking. He's a successful entrepreneur and also an accomplished musician. Now, that I have to find out a little more about, because maybe he'll join us at a Singing Men concert someday. Who knows? But we'll find out a little more about that. But what I was intrigued about is his new book out that's called The Final Service, and it's a story of understanding, forgiveness, family, and faith. It's a reminder that the troubles we encounter have a purpose, and forces more powerful than our own are at work in our lives in ways we are unable to fully comprehend. Gary's also the author of Playing with the Enemy, and that's the story of his father's life in baseball and World War II. And that's kind of an interesting story. I got to read some reviews on that. I'm looking forward to getting my own copy of that. But his dad also served in World War II, and he talked about and can identify with PTSD. And maybe we'll talk a little about that, the post-traumatic stress disorder that many of our veterans have had to deal with, and some of us that know Iraqi or other Gulf War veterans that have returned, or certainly our Vietnam veterans, on how to deal with them. But he wrote that book a few years ago, and then also Hey Buddy, In Pursuit of Buddy Holly, My New Buddy John, and My Lost Decade of Music. Gary has been featured in a multitude of publications and has been interviewed on CNN, ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, and now his debut on Great News Radio. Welcome, Gary, to the Ministry of Great News Radio, and thanks for being available on today's edition of Mark and Friends.
Mark, it's a pleasure to be here with you and the Great News Radio listeners. So thank you so much for the opportunity.
Well, I saw a little article about your book, The Final Service. Tell us a little more about it, and why did you write this story?
Well, Mark, thank you. It's my third book, and it's my first work of fiction. Although it's classified as fiction, it's based upon a true story. I grew up with a father who was World War II generation. The neighborhood I grew up in, everybody, most of the men there had served. And so most of my background comes from dealing with being raised by World War II veterans. And this particular story struck me because I was speaking at a grade school in just a little bit north of Champaign, actually. A school teacher there, who I'd come to know through the years of speaking to her classes, one day when I was there, she was crying. And I asked her after I finished, you know, why she was crying. And she told me that her father was dying of lung cancer, and she was very, very angry at him. And I found that curious. I started questioning her about her anger, and she basically said that he was an alcoholic and that he had embarrassed the family for years, and he was now dying. And she just really told a very heartbreaking, very short story about her anger with her father, and it really piqued my curiosity. A few days later, she wrote me an email and said that her father had died of the lung cancer. And so I decided to kind of dig in. I was just curious. I wasn't thinking about writing this story. Dig in and find out why she was so angry with her father. And in doing so, I'm a praying man. I prayed about it, and I think that God revealed that I was supposed to write this story. And I wrote the story about her and her father and her kind of search, her lost faith, her search for faith, her regained faith through cleaning up her father's warehouse. You know, Mark, we think we know our parents. But if we don't talk to them, we find, you know, they had an entire lifetime before we were born. And some of them were very fascinating people. Some of them lived through a lot of tragedy, a lot of heartache. And in this particular case, Sandy, the young school teacher, in cleaning out her father's warehouse, she really learned what he valued, what he treasured, what was important to him, and a lot about his life that really changed her heart.
To some degree, wasn't that true of also some of the discoveries you made about your dad? And I'm thinking about a lot of our listeners. We have many senior saints that tune in that are in their late 70s, 80s, and 90s.
Right.
And then there's a number that tune in that are my age in our 50s. I'm 56, that had fathers or parents that were kind of old school, especially the dads. They didn't talk a whole lot. They didn't always communicate verbally, I love you. They worked hard. They were that great generation. But they didn't always verbalize a lot.
Well, you know, President Kennedy said it in his first inaugural address. He said, you know, they were born into the Great Depression. They were tempered by war. And, you know, they did not have the easier life that most of us have enjoyed.
Mm-hmm.
And we have enjoyed this life because of their sacrifices and because of what they have given and what they endured. And Tom Brokaw wrote a book called The Greatest Generation, and I agree 100%. I do think it is the greatest generation that we have ever seen. On December 8th, they gave up everything, went to war, saved the free world as we know it, and then came back, hung up their uniforms, and went back to work and acted as if nothing happened. Mm. They didn't speak of it. They didn't talk about it. They didn't share. What they had seen, what they had endured, was really more than their minds, their hearts could relive again, you know, through telling it. And most of these men and some women that went through this just never spoke of it.
Mm-hmm.
Their families never asked them. And so many of them died, went to their graves with this experience. And Mark, I'll tell you, I had somebody say this to me one time, and it shocked me at how true this is. It's when a person dies, it's as if a library full of single edition books has burned to the ground with them. Unless they tell those stories, unless they share those stories, unless their family kind of pries it out of them, that information is lost forever, and that's a tragedy.
You know, Gary, I think you're speaking to a lot of our listeners, and I'm thinking of two very specific things that I want to kind of flesh out. If you're one of those senior saints that have lived a lot of life, and y'all have, if you're still here on earth, God has you here for a reason, but you've experienced many things, please, I plead with you, share with your family members,
yes,
your friends, tell those stories. They're so important for us to glean and understand and learn from. And then also, those of you that are younger, ask your grandparents or parents some of those stories. Sit down and have a meal and just say, Dad or Mom, tell me about the 30s or 40s or this experience. Pull out of them these stories that only they can tell.
Right. That's absolutely true. And today, our telephones are video cameras, they're recorders, and it is just so easy to kind of capture that information. And my first book, Playing with the Enemy, was a similar story. It's about coming to learn about my father's World War II history, his life in baseball and war. And since that book has come out, and when I say thousands, it's not an exaggeration, I've received thousands of letters and phone calls from people who have told me one of two things. Either they were so saddened that they never talked to their parents about their war experience before they died. Or I got the exact opposite. They say, you know, after reading your book, I sat down with my father, sat down with my grandfather and talked to them about their lives. And I found out they were truly fascinating people. I found out they were real life heroes, and I had no idea.
Hmm.
So I think it is so important. You know, right now I know there's a great news radio listener who's probably driving in the car, and this is ringing with them. I need to talk to my dad. I need to talk to my grandfather. I need to talk to my mother, because they have fascinating stories to tell.
In case you just tuned in, I have Gary W. Moore. He's the author of The Final Service. He's coming to the Bloomington area, actually this Friday night, 6 to 8 p.m. He'll be at the Barnes & Noble signing books, and they'll be available. I suggest you buy multiple copies, so bring that credit card or that debit card or some cold hard cash and purchase some copies. Gary, I appreciate you being available for today, the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends, and has been true of the past. On Tuesdays, we used to do a lot of Testimony Tuesdays, and I know the anchor storyline in this book deals with some of the Christian faith. You were bringing out or fleshing out a bit of a faith journey. Do you mind sharing a snapshot into some of your own story and how you kind of integrated the Christian faith into this book, The Final Service?
Oh, I'd love to. Thank you, Mark. I did not grow up in a churched home. I'd heard Jesus' name over time, you know, through the years, usually taken in vain. I knew that he had died on a cross. That's all I knew. When I met my wife, she was a devout believer, and she told me that she couldn't marry me because I didn't believe in God. And so I suddenly had this miraculous transition. I believed in God,
yeah.
but you know, and I guess I always believed but I didn't understand. Mm-hmm. You know, I had head knowledge but didn't have heart knowledge. And it wasn't until, oh gosh, about 25 years ago, my oldest son came home from school and said he had joined an organization called Youth for Christ. Mm-hmm. And I would go into his bedroom at night, see the light on, and see that he'd fallen asleep reading his Bible, which was a strange occurrence in our home. And then my daughter got involved in Youth for Christ. And through that, going to Youth for Christ means listening to the student directors of Youth Christ talk to these kids. God sees my heart through my children and through that organization. So I always, you know, afterwards I spent some time on Youth for Christ board of directors, and I always tell them that I am probably the world's oldest Youth for Christ convert. And God really, you know, really sees my life as an adult through this kids organization. It's forever changed my life and my view of the world. I'm so grateful.
Wow. And so you chose, as you were writing this, the final service, to kind of integrate some of the, I won't say spirituality, but some of the Christian principles of forgiveness, of understanding, of faith and family?
Oh, absolutely. There's the story itself is based on the scripture of when Jesus and the disciples were walking next to the well outside of Bethesda. And there was a blind man sitting there. And one of the apostles says to Jesus, Rabbi, says, who sinned, his mother or father, that made this man blind? And Jesus reached down and healed the man and said, nobody sinned, neither his mother or father. This man was made blind so a great work could be done within him, and it has. And the man was healed. And it occurred to me as I was formulating this story in my head, Sandy, the school teacher, who had really kind of lost her faith, she had this anger about her father, and she asked several times in the beginning of the story, why would God do this to me? Why does God hate me? And she came to learn that God did not hate her. God loved her. God did not do this to her, but maybe this was allowed to happen so God could do a great work within her, and he did.
I'm going to come back to some more stories about this book and some of the feedback that you've received so far, but I believe you're in the works of putting together a movie. Is that true? And you're part of that. I know you're entrepreneurial at heart. I think you're also involved with Positivity Pictures and possibly putting this, the final service, into a movie production or working with a production house?
Yeah, absolutely. We formed a company called Positivity Pictures with the goal of only producing films that are uplifting, encouraging, motivating. And the final service is going to be our first film. We're going into production of that this spring, and we could not be more excited about it. We think that there is a great need for entertainment, for films that uplift and encourage. Mm-hmm. We certainly know there's enough out there that does the opposite, so we're excited to be able to do this.
The book references PTSD, and so many of our listeners maybe have heard that, the PTSD, the post-traumatic stress disorder, but maybe haven't had direct involvement, or they just don't understand some of the quirky nature of some people that they know are veterans and haven't thought about it. Could you maybe educate us or teach us some of the principles that you have in the story that help people kind of learn firsthand as they're reading?
Well, Sandy finds out that her father was suffering from PTSD, which really motivated the alcoholism, the depression, and some of the bizarre behavior, the hoarding that he suffered through his life, and she wasn't aware of it until much, much later. But PTSD is something that strikes, and depending on which expert you listen to, either 1 out of 4 to 1 out of 5 of combat veterans. And it's not, Mark, it's not just veterans. There are people walking the streets today who have never served in the military that suffer from PTSD, maybe because of a house fire, because of a car accident, because of a tragic sudden death that they've witnessed. And so PTSD is something that it's post-traumatic stress disorder. It's something that affects you after witnessing or experiencing trauma. And during World War II, they did not diagnose it. They called it shell shock, and they thought it was really a form of cowardice. In fact, General George Patton actually slapped two different soldiers in Italy who were suffering from PTSD because he called them yellow cowards. And they just did not understand. Up until really towards the end of the Korean conflict and Vietnam, we started understanding that not all wounds bleed. And PTSD is just as serious a wound as if you lost an arm or a leg, in some cases even more so.
And you deal with this in a creative way in The Final Service, your recently released book, through that story of understanding, forgiveness, family, and faith in a very creative way.
Well, thank you. It's important that people understand the impact, the effect on the family of PTSD, because if, you know, a few minutes ago I referenced that it's, you know, just as much an injury as losing an arm or a leg. Losing a leg impacts the person who lost the leg. But if you have PTSD, it affects the entire family and everyone around. It is the wound that the veteran brings home and afflicts the entire family with. Dr. Supad Bose, who is an ABC and a CNN correspondent, he's considered one of the world's leading experts in PTSD. He made the statement that this is the most important book ever written for the family, those afflicted by PTSD. So it has been a very humbling experience for me. I've received, you know, in the short time this has been out, received hundreds of calls and letters from family members and people suffering from PTSD. You know, just want to talk about their experience and how this book has positively impacted them. So it's been a real blessing.
And you can purchase those multiple copies this Friday at the Barnes & Noble in Bloomington, Illinois. Gary W. Moore will be there from 6 to 8 p.m. signing copies and maybe answering questions or giving you a good greeting and a warm smile. This is his third book. Well, your other books, Playing with the Enemy and In Pursuit of Buddy Holly, My New Buddy John, and My Lost Decade of Music. Will you also be bringing along copies of those?
I will. I'd love to sign them, talk to anybody about any of the books. And, you know, one of the things that I find at these signings I track is people who are writers or people who are thinking about writing and they want to talk about the craft of writing. And I'd love to talk about that. If you've got a book and you're wanting to make it into a movie, I'd love to share my experience with that. So I just hope people will come out, you know, and my greatest prayer when writing the book is that this book will find its way into the hands of those people who will benefit from the message. And it's the same prayer I have whenever I do a signing coming up here in Bloomington on Friday. Just pray that the people who will benefit from hearing this story will hear this and I'll get to meet them on Friday.
That's this Friday, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Barnes & Noble, 1701 East Empire. Now, everyone, you know, with your GPS phones, you just type in 1701 East Empire or Barnes & Noble in Bloomington, Illinois, and you'll get right over there. Hey, before I let you go, tell me about why the song Welcome Home is dear and near to your heart.
Welcome Home is a contemporary Christian pop song that was popular about 10 years ago. And the words to it really ring very, very true and in sync with Sandy, the character in the book. You know, the song is about a man who is suffering and in pain. He's saying to God, welcome to this heart of mine. He asked God to kind of come make himself home in his heart, redecorate, repaint the walls, clean the place up. And the majority of the story, the final service, takes place in an old warehouse where Sandy's cleaning up her father's mess. And really what happens in the story is while she's cleaning up, I guess, the collected debris of her father's life, his search for meaning, she ends up cleaning out her own heart and changing her life.
Gary, before we close out, one question. If God could answer your prayer for this book or for this book signing this Friday, how would he maybe what would be your specific prayer that God would accomplish either through this book or this book signing or your upcoming potential movie, The Final Service?
Mark, during this entire book tour and all the interviews I've done, that is the single best question I've ever been asked. And I'm happy. I'm delighted to answer that. You know, I spent time on my knees praying before writing this book and just asking God to put this book in the hands of people who need to be healed. So many people walk this earth, they're heartbroken over relationships with their parents, with their kids, with spouses. And, you know, I just pray that God would put this book into the hands of those people who benefit from hearing this story.
And all of God's people said, Great News Radio listeners, I know many of you are prayer warriors. Please keep Gary W. Moore in prayer as he launches this book, The Final Service, as he begins working with a production company and Positivity Pictures in the days ahead. And hopefully many of you will make it out on Friday to the Barnes & Noble Bookstore in Bloomington between 6 and 8 p.m. And I'm going to close out out with Welcome Home. You mentioned that being a specific song by Sean Groves that is near and dear to your heart. So we'll close out this program with that. And I say to our Great News Radio listeners, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you. Have a great day and night.
Buried under prideful lies, grown to hide the mess I've made inside of me. Come decorate, Lord, and open up the creaking door, and walk upon the dusty floor, scrape away the guilty stains until no sin or shame remain. Spread your love upon the walls and occupy the empty halls until the man I am has faded. No more doors are barricaded. Come inside this heart. Disrepair and souvenirs from floor to ceiling. Gathered on my search for meaning, and every closet's filled with clutter. Messes yet to be discovered. I'm overwhelmed, I understand. I can't make this place all that you.